Today on Mr. Media, that's MRmedia.com, I'll talk to Lawrence O'Donnell, no relation to senatorial witch candidate Christine O'Donnell, but host of the new MSNBC political chat fest, The Last Word. Oh, crap. Teleprompter's already out of whack. I knew this was going to happen. What do I usually say here? Oh, yeah. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher's smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MRmedia.com. Brought to you today by Audible.com. Please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a coven of telegenic pro-masturbation teen witches in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, soft-spoken political analyst and frequent MSNBC fill-in host Lawrence O'Donnell launched his own show on the Micro Peacock Network at 10 p.m. last night. It seems likely to provide a gentle landing for left-wing political junkies who get progressively more pumped up as they sit through the sometimes hysterical Ed Show, Hardball with Chris Matthews, and Countdown with Keith Olbermann, then need maybe an extra hour to settle back down for bedtime following the cerebral Rachel Maddow. O'Donnell is a different kind of analyst on MSNBC, which has a well-earned reputation for being a strong voice for Democratic views, despite a day that starts with Republicans mourning Joe Scarborough and Pat Buchanan. Now, personally, I worried a little bit that having Olbermann as one of his first guests last night might be a mistake. I generally enjoy Keith's caffeinated delivery, but his presence reinforced O'Donnell's more subtle approach and style, if not words. It turned out to be effective, though, because it reinforced that the last word is not Countdown, and that's a good thing at 10 p.m. Lawrence O'Donnell, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thanks, Bob. You know, it hadn't occurred to me that having Keith as a guest would distinguish my show as being different from Keith's, and I think that's a good point. It hadn't crossed my mind. I just wanted Keith as a guest because it is thanks to Keith Olbermann that we have a real platform in primetime on MSNBC. Keith came along and saved MSNBC primetime. It was dying in the ratings, just dying. And he turned a corner and did a ratings surge a few years ago that then provided the launching pad for Rachel Maddow and now me. And we both got launched exactly the same way. We substitute hosted for Keith, and the ratings did not collapse. And normally, when a substitute host comes in, the ratings just collapse. And if you can hold on to the ratings of what is the highest-rated show on MSNBC, I promise you, the next day, MSNBC is going to be talking to you about would you be interested in hosting an hour for us.
Well, it seems to have worked out okay. But, yeah, I mean, I think as I watched you last night, I was thinking, Olbermann, boy, the tone of these two guys, I mean, they get along great. There's no doubt about that. And I know that you'd subbed for Keith and filled in. But it was, I thought, to have them talking together, Lawrence is a more subtle, he's a quieter guy. And Keith's like, you know, at any second is going to explode and there's going to be blood all over your screen. But it actually, I really thought it worked very well in terms of, okay, this is a different show.
Yeah, and he's a different style in the guest mode, which he's not in very often. And I thought he was fabulous. I mean, here's the interesting thing about that, and I wasn't overanalyzing it at the time, but I'm realizing it now. If we had reversed the roles, if Keith had been asking the questions and I was in the guest role in that situation, my answers actually would have been something like, nah, I don't know. And I said that at the outset, that, I'm not really sure about this that we're talking about, which is the Democrats and their strategy on should they have a vote on tax cuts before the election, or should they wait until after the election? And I'm one of those guys who can see both sides of it, and I understand each side of the strategy question, and I just don't know which one to pick. Keith has a stronger view on it, and so it was one of those situations where I really was looking for someone else's guidance on something that I don't really have the answer to. And I got to tell you, frequently, because I worked in politics, because I worked in government, frequently in the past as a host, I have been sitting there knowing more than my guest and pretending that I am asking a question. I mean, I'm being forced to ask a question. I'm not pretending I'm asking a question, but I'm being forced to ask a question of someone who knows less than I do. And there's an awkward posture to that, which I think we got away with thanks to my acting skills. And, but last night, you know, it was the perfect combination, you know, and obviously, you know, just in terms of the flow of the network, I was very interested in welcoming Keith's audience to 10 p.m. And it, again, this is one of those things that it may look planned, but only occurred to me afterwards. That time slot used to be occupied by a rerun of Keith's show. So I'm sure a lot of people around the country, you know, turned on at that time and were shocked to discover, hey, where's Keith? And the answer was, well, he's on the other side of the desk right now. And I think that actually, you know, in retrospect, was a very good idea to have Keith as part of the welcoming committee to viewers finding this new 10 o'clock show.
Now, who do you think would make a good guest for you that might not make a good guest for Keith, and or would appear with you but wouldn't appear with Keith?
Oh, gee, I don't know. You know, I'm so steeped in Keith's show because that's really where I got my real training for doing this. I substituted for Keith for over a year whenever he needed it, and because of his father's situation last year, he needed it a lot. And so I think of myself as a countdown host. And so I never found myself in a situation of thinking, gee, I'd like to get so-and-so as a guest, you know, but would they do the show? You never know. I don't know who that would be. And I never get involved in the booking. I never pick up the phone and try to get anyone to do it because I consider it an imposition. You know, I used to work for a senator, and he never wanted to do these shows, and so I just feel like you're asking someone to do something that they don't want to do most of the time. And so there's people whose job it is, the bookers, to hire people to convince people to come on the show, and I just completely stay out of it.
Well, Lawrence, we've got time, I think, for one last question, so let me go with this one. Now, we know that Olbermann loves baseball. Rachel Maddow has a Jones for comic books and graphic novels. Elliot Spitzer, the new guy on CNN, digs prostitutes. How does Lawrence O'Donnell unwind after a show?
Here's my problem. I'm going to be walking out of the studio after 11 p.m., last night after midnight. And even, you know, people think, okay, but it's Manhattan, you know, everything's wide open. No, it's not. I was, you know, struggling to find, you know, where can I get something to eat because there was no time for dinner last night. And so the truth of it is, you know, I'm just, you know, wandering the streets of New York looking for a 24-hour diner at 11:15 p.m. There's nothing fun going on after that show.
That'd make a good video opening for your show, wouldn't it, having a camera follow you looking for that diner?
Yeah, the lonely guy going off and looking for a burger.
Well, before we run out of time, folks, listen, you can see Lawrence O'Donnell every night, every weeknight now at 10 p.m. on MSNBC's new The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell. And Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Media, today, and good luck with the show.
And it's a new show, so we're still going to have a bunch of technical errors that you'll be able to see. There's no live TV is the place where you get to see the worst mistakes in broadcasting.
Something to look forward to every night.
Right.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, take care. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite politicians and journalists, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes. You'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. While you're there, give us a rating, give us some stars, say a few nice things about Mr. Media. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Larry Thomas, the soup Nazi from Seinfeld, and I just want to say, no soup for you, Mr. Media!